You're holding that Kuf Chof Tes. But last month was Rabasi met up with Rav Zera, and he asked him what they say in the Beis HaMedrash. He asked him, why do you have a question? So his question was like this. To turn it out that we learned Chishev. If you have in mind, teach from this. And then you cut off a piece from it. This is talking about a Kazai of an Eva Minachai. So Chishev teeth, and then you cut it off. So it says Tomei that this piece of meat now, it's Tomei. It doesn't have an Issa Tumas Nevela because it's only a meat here from an Eva Minachai. But a couple of it has Tuma. Why? Like Rashi says, because when you cut it off, it like touched the Nevela, it touched the Eva itself. So his question was, on top of Kuf Chof Tes was Tumas Beis Hastarim Hi. Like when you cut it there, the touching of it was a hidden place. You can't see the touching. It's only after you cut it that you see the part open. But while it's touching and closed, it's a closed place. And usually we hold with Tumas Beis Hastarim Le'Netama. If something is touching a Beis Hastarim, a hidden place, that's not called a Negiyah. And Rashi says, Hey, Kibbul Tuma. Then the Chuber, how do you say this piece of Kazayis of meat? When it was attached, it received Tuma from the Avam, Hole Maga Beseiser. The Kaimlum Benida Yenikroa, the Tumas Beis Hastarim is Le'Netama. So I said, that was his question. So Reb Zeira answered back and said, after the Dikashla, I also had this question. Vishyote le Reb Abba Bamamal, I asked this question to Rabba Bamamal. The Yomel, and he said like this, I tell you, Hamani, who does this Mishnah go like? It goes according to Rabbi Meihi. The Yom Atum is based on Storm Matama, and Meihi holds it is. Rashi said, the Behemah Makashio, Hoitzi Uberes Yod, in a case where the fetus stuck out of his hand, and you shechted the mother, and then you cut off the fetus. You cut off that hand. So it says there that Bosa that came off is called Maga Nevela, because it's Makabal Tuma Mi Eber HaYotze Shoy Mechubalai. So even though when you cut it off, like before it was cut off, the same situation, it was a Maga based storm, you can't see it. But according to Rabbi Meir, since now when you cut it off, we see it separately, so we can look and see as if it was attached. We see the Negiyah before also. This is like it's not considered a Negiyah based storm. So therefore this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, that when you cut off this kezayis of meat from the Eva Minachai, so again, the Eva Minachai by itself has a tumor, like the Nevela. Just the meat itself that you cut off it does not have any tumor to it. Only that it now touching, it like touched the Eva Minachai. So it has a tumor's eichlin on it. So the question was either touching was a hidden touching. So this goes according to Rabbi Meir that this type of a touching is called a good Negiyah. This is not called based on storm according to Rabbi Meir. Omelis, I said back to my this. For lav didn't once happen, zimnin saginas once walking, and omra kamoy, I said over this halach in front of me. For yamilin, I said like this, that shoni leh Rabbi Meir, bein tuma de boy hechsher, or bein tuma de lay boy hechsher. That it should be a difference whether the tuma needs a hechsher or not. Rashi says, a he de bein mamakasha, that gemara before, hochsher uber, peshritasimoy. Over there, the uber, the fetus inside the mother, it was hooked lekabotuma through the shechita of the mother. The yadayin aver hatomi mechubaboy, and the aver that's sticking outside is still mechuba. Therefore, it's metamarit. It's very good because the uber inside does need a hechsher, or even after it had its hechsher, still it was attached. Abba, but the question over here is Mishnah saying nutinan habos atzach hechsher. Here, our Mishnah says that the boss still needs a hechsher. If so, the kivan, the tzorach hechsher, the hukshra kaidim chaticha, wasn't hukshra before you cut off this piece of meat. Veich makabal tumma miyaviv, how could it makabal tumma from the yever? Lechur, there was no hechsher lekabal tumma yet. So that was his question. Why do you say they cut off a piece of meat? The meat now has a tumas oichlin on it. There was no hechsher on this piece of meat. So my Rav says, no, oh my kusha, what's bothering you? Duma, maybe we're talking about over here, Bisha Hukshar. Who said this piece of meat didn't have Hekshar? Rashi says, maybe Kaitim Chatich, even before you cut a kezayis of meat off this Eva Menachai, maybe it was Hukshar. Water went upon this Eva. So if it was Hukshar, the whole piece of meat, that's why it's Makabatum. Oh, Malay Rabba, Ba Rab Chonon Lerovo, Lomali Hekshar, no. What do you have to have Hekshar altogether for? Because this piece of meat, this kezayis of meat that you're cutting off from the Eva Menachai, should not need a hechsher lekabel tumas eichlin. Hare mitama tuma chamura agav oviv. uses the klal, anything that eventually will have a tumah chamura on itself, let's say something like an avelus oif, that eventually will have a tumah chamura upon itself, even before that, right now, when you only want to give it a simple tumas oichlin, it does not need a hechsher first. So we're here also, this piece of meat like first came from an aver that had a tumas chamura on it. So for sure, even the later one is cut off, it should not need a hechsher. So why do you say this piece of meat, this kezias of meat, needs a hechsher altogether? Omlai said back to him, no, kishashimesh maisa eitz shimesh. When this piece of meat, when this kezias of meat was attached to the limb. Now an aver, the ikar of an aver is the gidim, the veins, the bones and the meat. But it doesn't have to have a shame basar on it. The main thing is the gidim and the asamas. See, even though it has meat, it's not the pshat that it's called meat, but it's called like eitz, like wood. So therefore, when it was attached to the aver, it doesn't have a shame oichel on it. It's called like meat, it's called like a wood. It only gets a shame oichel after it's cut off. So when it's cut off, then it doesn't have a tumah chamur anymore. So therefore, for it to receive its own tumah of tumas eichlin, it does need a heksher. So that's what here it needs a heksher. And the answer we said before was that yes, there was a heksher. Water came upon it. Amar Abaye. Now the Gemara asked a few questions, similar questions, the same thing, that we find certain things need a heksher even though it once had a tumah chamur. Amar Abaye. Abaye said like this. We learned the Gemara Sochim that kupas or if you take a piece of sourdough, sheyachtel yeshiva, you form it into a chair maybe, and you set it aside, now you can use it to sit on. And it's not meant to use for food, you're not going to eat it anymore, but you set it aside now to use for a chair. So halacha is botla tumosa. We say now it's botla to tum, it has no tumas eichlin, even though it was an eichel before. But now it has no matumas eichlin, so it's not called chametz. And who adin, you're not over the Easter chametz anymore. And who adin, it's botnas tuma. Yeah. So let's see. So it says what kusar shiachli shiva botlo. So no, you read it like this. What kupasar shiachli shiva botlo. If you set aside this piece of dough to use for a chair, botla means it doesn't have a shame oichel anymore. And therefore, you're not over to keep it in your house on Pesach. It's not called chom the shovel of a Pesach, because it's not an oichel anymore. Now, he says now, tumosoi, that's what you want to say, it's makabel tumanel, the lachur is now it's a chair. So if a zav would sit down on it, lachur is called a mishkaf hazav, it become a nafatuma. So you want to say, no, this type of a tumor is lav d'iraisa, will not be a d'iraisa d'ikatumah. Why? Because the psychotic is going to tell me and think that the iraisa, yes, this chair now, that it became into a chair, it's called a kli. And when a zav sits on it, has tumas, zav is so much seemingly oichlin, shemetam tumah chamura. You find food that eventually will have a tumah chamura, like any food could be this way then. You have food first, and then you miyachet for yeshiva, you tell me now if a zav sits on it, it becomes a navatumah. So it's sold in all food like kamat should not need a heksha first, because that's the klal, any food, anything that eventually could have a tumah chamura does not need a heksha right now. And we know not that we know all food is not makabel tumas eichlin unless first some water goes upon and needs a heksha first. So Marins is getting the same teretz. Kishashimash maitse eitz shimash. I'll tell you no. Over here, the pshat is once you miyachet li yeshiva, the pshat is now, it's not called food at all anymore. It's not called food. It's called like a chair. It's called wood. So therefore, what's mekabel tuma chamura? Wood. But not the food itself. Like kol zaman, it's food. It cannot be mekabel tuma of the zav. So therefore, there's no kasha. Even though when you miyachet li yeshiva, it could receive tuma zav, that's because it's not called an eichel anymore. It's called a piece of wood. It's called a chair. But b'taras oichol is cannot be mekabel tumas zav. Another type of halacha. Omer Abaye, advice like this. Harei Omer, who has said that takruva avodas kichavim shel oichlen. Let's say you give food to an avodah zara, you makrev it. You bring food to the avodah zara. So halacha is, it has tumor on it. Mitamim b'yoyel. So it's mamash has like tumor like a mace, and it's even mitamim b'yoyel. The same question. Because the psychopath didn't tell me and think that the Raisa, that the Tumah upon Takruva Fabrasikhovim, means if you just give food to the Avodah Zorah, Yamakiv, you bring the food to the Avodah Zorah, so the food becomes Asabano like, and it has a Tumah, it has a Tumah on it like a mace, if so, Matsinuli Echlin Shematama Tumah Chamura. Any type of a food then could have eventually a Tumah Chamura on it. If you give that food to the Avodah Zorah, shall have a Shem Takruva Avodah Zorah, and it'll become a Tumah like a Tumah mace. If so, all food could be soifer tama tumas adam tumas tama yadam like an avat tumah kamat. So if so, it should need a hechsher first. So my answer is no. Again, the same teretz kishe shimesh ma'is eitz shimesh. When it was used, Rashi says ma'is eitz. Why shasurim bano? Because once you makrav this food to the avodah zarah, it becomes also bano. Or bit lo me'achil, it's not oy metid anymore. V'nafu, it's made mamish keitzim hanevodim, it's made like wood that you worshipped. Therefore, this food doesn't have a shame food anymore. Now that it's osur bano, it's like eitz biyama. Therefore, it's not a kasha. Food by itself cannot become a chomadik atumah. Only this eitz, therefore, it's not a kasha. Yeah. Another kasha. Om Rabbi, Rabbi says, harayomu, not like this. Chuburei oichlin tekelim domi. That chibur yechim, something that's attached to a food, is kelim. Rashi says chibur yechim shebekelim, that's inside a kli. Harayhem can have the same halacha like the kli itself. The yemnogu tumah v'yechim, if a sheb it's touched to food, nitma kli, the kli becomes tami yoso detanan. Betzek, if you have this dough shebesit ki areivim, the cracks of the kneading dough, kneading a pan, then yitumim roitz l'kiyum areivim kareiv, it's like the areiv itself. So the Yomrani Tumazu Shinasa Kli Fiamnoga Bimais Khoizim Matamod Mlavi Raisa. So this food now becomes part of the Kli. If the Kli would touch a mace, it'd become an avatumah, it's a Kli Matchis. So you see then the food could become mamish like an avatumah. So he wants to say this halach again is Lavi Raisa. Because the Sagada, you can tell me and think. The Sagada is the Raisa is so Matinuli Oichom She Metama Tumah Chamura. Again, we find food that has a Tumah Chamura on it. So Teretz is again no, because Shemesh might say Shemesh. Then no, this food, the reason why it becomes part of the Kli, part of the kneading bowl, is because you mavatl it to the bowl. So once you mavatl, you plan to leave it there, it's not called food anymore. It's called like a Kli, it's called Eitz. So therefore, it could be Mekabel Tumah. But like Kolzman has a shame food on it, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Or Malay Rav Papa Sat Rovo. Hor de tanya, that we learned the more we had before. Chaylev nevela. If you have a chaylev, the tray for fats, from a nevela, that's also teat. And even to a goy, the chur not supposed to serve it. So also to a goy, also chaylev. So, bikforim, because it's like an eva minachai. Chaylev nevela bikforim, in a kreif for tzorach machshava. If you plan to give it to a goy, it wouldn't be mekabel tumah unless you have a machshava to give it to a goy to eat it. The Rashi says, "Vevi oichel v'chivun the chiluv yored the toras oichel." We need to mas agad kuya in the veilu shor hashem mekuya. Yeah, the tumah. I will soon see. Rashi said, "The behem metayre ainet metamek nevela." The fat itself has no tumas nevela on it. And after them, miviyas lechom locha. Olinyin. Rest of it. Chaylev nevela. She says the behemah torah from behemah torah. Ainu metamis. It has no tumas nevela. Plus, it's miyasakum. You can do whatever you want with it. So the chaylev has no tumor on it. Whatever I've been mekabel tumah itself min a nevela min a sheretz. So therefore, min by kforim, there's a few amount of people there. Rashi says chaylev ba barachili. Afilu ebe kechavim. Ela adei tchak. Only adei tchak. Smashmi, even it's mutter for goy to eat it. But usually goyim don't eat it. Who eats fats? Only a dead chak. So therefore it says, Sarach machshov, you have to have in mind to give it to a goy to eat. Then it's called food, then it will be mekabel tumah. For hechsher tumasai. And it also means hechsher tumasai. So agav kuya lav diraisa. That's what we say when the fat like is still attached to the kuya, to the kidneys, and the kidneys taka have a tumas nevela on it. So lakura the fat, if you hold this also makabel tumah, it's not midiraisa. because these sagatata diraisa, that this fat would have a tumma diraisa of an avela when it's attached to the kidneys. You'll find this fat stain that could have a tumah chamura, would have still been attached to the kidneys, it would have a tumah chamura. So even when it's detached already, it should not need heksher. So same terrorist, because shimish mites eats, shimish. No, when this fat was attached to the kidneys, Rashi says, it wasn't really a food. It's not tamah because it's food. It's only like this fat now watches, protects the kidneys. So it's ketzem like a bone of a canine, like the horns. Or ketlofim at the hooves. Even though they're not neichel by itself, but it's a shimer, it watches, it protects it, that's why it's mekabel tumah then. But as b'teres oichel, the fat itself is not mekabel tumah. The b'teres oichel itself. Yeah. In Masayit Shemesh. Ya'omarav Masna. How a yomar was said like this. Bias of the other house, sheshichchoy bezroyim. That you made a schach, you put the roof on top from zroyim, from grass, vegetables. So tiru, it's tohor. So he says like this. It means to say what it becomes part of the house now, and if the house would have a tumas negoyim, that would also be tamei. But the Rashi claims my reis tiru bias hamasuch bezroyim. There be bias. It's called a house. There's this royim, the top becomes part of the oil. And therefore, if tsaras comes in the house, they'll also have a tumah. So this din, that this royim, the vegetables on top, will also have a tumas mitzvah, tsaras on it, that's lav d'oraisa, he said. Because again, the same swara, these sagot lav d'oraisa, if you want to tell me and think, these sagot lav d'oraisa, again, matinu l'zroyim shematamu tumah chamura. We'll find again zroyim will have a tumah chamura on it, because you tell me now zroyim that could have a tumas mitzvah on it. So the same teretz no, because shimish might say shimish that when these vegetables came like part of the roof, the pshat is not called an eichel anymore. It's brought to the house, it becomes part of the house. It's like wood. So again, kol zman is called like an eichel. It can never have a tumah chamura. So that's why the klal an eichel taka needs. Or hechsher, because an oichel by itself cannot be mekabel, does not have a tumah chamura. All these cases the tumah chamura comes, it's only when it's not called an oichel anymore. It has a shem eitz. Yeah. Now it says in the Mishnah of Shimon Mitai. Shimon ends off the Mishnah and says that even when this behemah dies, so still he holds Torah at the end of the Mishnah. He says Neisa behemah habosah tzar hechsher eivah metamah tevah chamura. And Shimon said it's mutter. Again, he had this bosah of the Avram adudul. And then the behemah died, so the Shimon says that it's Torah. So the question is why? Manavshach. E misois a nipple, when the behemah died, it's called nipple, means like it's cut off before it died. So the tami mishum eva minachai, a kol point of the eva, the limb, should have tumas eva minachai. E ein misois nipple, if the misa does not make nipple, then the tami mishum eva minanovela, let it have the yisra of eva minanovela, manavshach. The eva should have tumor on it. Tzmur says true. Reb Shimon Areisha Koy. Reb Shimon is going on the Reisha of the Mishnah. That Eva, we have Bosam of the Dolom. If you have this limb or piece of meat that's hanging off the behemoth, so the Mishnah says, Metama Tuma Seichlam the Mekoyman. Even though the behemoth is alive, and even though it's still a little bit attached to the behemoth, the Tanakama holds that it's called an Eichel right now. And it's could be Metama Tuma Seichlam, or Tzrich and Hechsher, and you need water to go over it. On this, Rabbi Shimon holds no, that Kozman is attached to the animal, it's still called like a Balchai, and therefore it can't be Mekabel to Masaychlin. That's the Machlekes. So, where's Omer Rav Asi? Omer Rav Yechanan. My time with Rabbi Shimon, what's Rabbi Shimon's reasoning? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Mikolo Oichola Shei Yochel, any food that you could eat. So, Dash is like this, Oicho Shati Yochola Hachilu Lechirim, Kor Yochel. Food that you'll add a feed to somebody else, you could feed it to somebody, that's called food, will be mekabel tumas eichlin. But over here, shiyat yochol achilu lacherim, here this meat still hanging, that you can't even give it to a goy, because it'll be eivim and achai. You can't even give this piece of meat to a goy to eat, it's not called the food. If you could give it to a goy, it's not eivim and achai, it'll be mutter, it'll be mekabel tumas eichlin. But food that eivim and achai, that has missed even to a goy, if Shimon holds, there's no, it wouldn't be the kabbalatum, it wouldn't be the kabbalatum, and kori yechum. Omer le'Rabbi Zeva le'Rabbi Asi, duma maybe no.
Dilma may be time of the, you know what the reason of Rav Shimon is time of the Rav Shimon Hassan Hoyle Mura Mura. Maybe it's different than our Mishnah. Shimon holds maybe because since it's still attached to the Baal Chai, this meat that's hanging or the limb that's hanging. The reason why Stam Mekabel Tumah, not because he can't feed it to a goy, but maybe because since it's still attached to the behemoth, it's called part of the behemoth, it's called part of the Baal Chai. And therefore, it's not Mekabel, therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah, because it's still a Baal Chai. But maybe once it's dead completely, even though it's Nevi Menachai, maybe it would be Mekabel Tumah Seichlin. The time like we learned. Yichu, you have this branch, Sheltena, from a fig tree. Shenifshach, it broke off. Umura, the klipa, still attached a little bit by its bark. So Yehuda Mitar, Yehuda holds that the Paris is Torah, can't be Mekabel Tumah, it's still called Mechuba. Chacham Maimrim, no, it depends. In Yochol Lechayis, if the fruit could live for this attachment, so Torah, then Avada, the fruit is still called growing, it's still attached to Zama Mekabel Tumah. The Imlav, if the branch cannot live, the fruit cannot live, then Tamei. V'yaminloch, and I say back, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that he says here it's Tor? Why? Arlechura, it can't live anymore, so why does he say it's Tor? V'yamati lon, and you said back to me, the Torah says, Hayulamura Mura, that since Lamaisa, the branch is still attached, even though it's only by the bark, and even though the tree can't live the way it is now, but since it's attached, it's still called Mechuba Lekarka. Therefore, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So maybe that's Pshat Reb Shimon also by us, that since it, the meat or the limb is still attached to the behemoth, it's called like the Baal Chai. That's why it's not Mekabel Tumah. Omalei, he said like this, Mura Mura. Elo the Gemara said this, the Gis, the Shita Gis, Elo. Elo Omalei Amitziyosa. Maybe Reb Shimon is going on the middle part of the Mishnah. Maybe like this. It says, Nishchotu HaBehemah. If you shech this behemoth, so Hukshra B'domeho. Then the meat becomes huksha Mekabel Tumah from the shechita of Rabbi Meir. If Shimonai Malay huksha, no, it doesn't become huksha. It doesn't become huksha. So on this, the question is why not? On Rabbi Yechonon, my time of Shimon, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? On Makru, on this, he went to say, the pasuk says, Mikol Oichol Ashei Yochol. That means Oichol Shati Yochol Achil Lacherim. Food that's possible to give even to a goy, Kori Yochol, that's called the food. But over here, since it has a shame, Eva Menachai over here, Oichol, Shiyat, Yochol Achil Lacherim, here, since this is Eva Menachai, it's Nisi even to give it to a goy, and a Kori Oichol is not called food. So that's why he holds, even though Yeshech the mother, Yeshech the behemoth, the piece of meat is not Huch Shakabel Tumah. Meaning to say it's not called an Oichol, it can't be Makabel Tumah at all. So Mar says, no, the Dilma may be time of Rabbi Shimon Behi. Maybe the reason of Rabbi Shimon over here, the reason why Shechita doesn't help you is Ika de Rava, Ika de Rabbi Yechanan. For different swords we had before, Rashi says, to Lilim, maybe Benekabu, maybe no, maybe Hashem really holds that food that you can't give to a guy is still called a food. The reason why here is, Kedirab, Rashi says, Mishum Diyain Behemah Nas is a Yad Lehechsher, because the Behemah is not a Yad to give Hechsher into the Aver, like Reb Yechanan, Diyain Yad Lehechsher Bechlau, there's no Yad Lehechsher. That's why the Hechsher of the Shrita doesn't help for this Aver. But you have no proof to say it's not Mekabel Tumah at all. So Mura says, Elo rather Liyelo my Sefer. Tay is going on the Sefer. Rashi says, Yitma the Rabasi, a Sefer the Mafis Nitma. And like this, Falav Arab is not going on the Eivor, because that tiger has a Din Tumah. It's an Eivor Minachai. Elo Rabosa is going on the meat. It's like this, Meisra Behema. He had a piece of meat hanging off the Behema. And then the Behema died. So it says, the Mishnah says, Abosa Tzor Hechsha. The Tanakam holds his boss now is called an Eichel. It could be Mekabel Tumah, but it needs Hechsher. We have Shimon Mitar, and Shimon says, no, it's Tahor. It can't be Mekabel Tumah. Why? On the Rabbi Yechon and my tab, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon over here? On Makro, the prophet says, Mikol Oichol Asher Yochol. The Dash and Oichol Shat Yochol Achil Lacherim Kor Yochol. Food that's edible, at least to a goy, has no Yisr, Bosom and Achai, it's Mekabel Tumah. But Oichol Shiat Yochol Achil Lacherim, over here, this piece of meat, since it's considered like it has an Isser of Bostam and Achai, came up when it was alive. There's also to feed it even to a guy. Therefore, in the Kori Eichel, it's not called the food. And therefore, this cannot be Mekabel Tumah Seichlin. That's why Rav Shimon says Tor, meaning the Bostam remains Tor. That's why the Eiv attacker is Tomei, but the Bostam remains Tor. Now the Mishnah says, Ha'Eiver v'ha'Bostam v'dolam v'yodim. What's going to be by a man if he has a limb or a piece of meat hanging? So Tahurim. Kozman, it's attached to the person's alive, it's Torah, it has no Tumas Meis on it. Neisod, let's say the person dies. Sa bosa tor. The bosa is tor, it's not called bosa min ames. It's called like it came off before the person died, and therefore it has no tumah that meat. So even metame mishameva min achai. But even though when the person dies, it's considered like the eva, the limb came off before, okay? It's like eva min achai that has tumah. But v'yeinu metame mishameva min ames, but doesn't have an isra eva min ames. Because we hold Misa Isa Nippal, when he dies, is like it came off before. And there's a difference between what we had before, Eva Menachai and Eva Menames. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Again, Rabbi Shimon Metar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's Tor. You'll have to see again exactly what Rabbi Shimon means to say it's Tor. Now, it was like this. Again, Rabbi Shimon, Monashah, was Rabbi Shimon hold over here? Was Rabbi Shimon say it's Tor? E Misa Isa Nippal, if when the person dies, he makes Nippal like it came off before he died. So the Tamim Mishum Eva Menachai, Korpon of the Yevah, should have Tum Eva Menachai. V'yen Misa is Nipple, if the Misa does not make a Nipple, it is not called like it came off before he died, so Tamim Mishum Eva Menameis, a Korpon of the Yevah, should have Tumah. So Mora says, Rebbe Shimon B'yal Makoy, Shimon is going, not in this case, but all over. He's going like this, a different case, that the Korma Tanakama, Tanakama says, Ha'eva Metamim Mishum Eva Menachai. Menachai, this Eva has Tum Eva Menachai, meaning when the person dies, we look as if this limb came off before he died, so it's called an Eva Menachai. And V'yein Metame Mishum Eva Menames doesn't have Tumas Eva Menames. Alma, what do we see? Eva HaMeis V'yama Metame. That an Eva from a mace does have Tumah. That's what Tanakama holds. Even though it doesn't have any Bosser on it, you don't have to have the Kesayas of meat, just the Eva itself has Tumah. On this, V'yomu Rebbe Shimono, Eva HaMeis V'yama Loi Metame No. The Eva of a mace without Basar on it has no Tumah. That's the Machlokes. A regular Eva min ha-mace, does it have Tumah or not? Yeah. Rasha Delim Ken Yeshba Kazayas Basar. Only if it has a Kazayas Basar, it's Tumah Mishim Basar. If it doesn't have Basar on it, even though it has a Shem Eva, it has no Tumah. So that's the Machlokes. Yeah. The time went like this. Omer Rebbe Lezer, Shemati heard over Sheva min Achai Metame. Yes, it is Tomei. Omer Rebbe Yeshua, min Achai v'loy min Ames. Only if it came off when he was alive and not after he died. Pekal v'choyma. Omer Achai shutor madach, a person who is alive, that he has no Tumah. His body is not Tomei then. Eivra aparashim meno Tomei. If the limb comes off when he's alive, the limb has Tumah on it. Mace, when the person dies, should Tomei, he himself is Tomei. Like Kol Shechem, that the Eva comes off, should also be Tomei. Is it back to know? Because of Megillus Tainus, it says in Megillus Tainus, in this cipher, Megillus Tainus, Pischo Ziri. That it says, Pischo Ziri is small Pesach like. She says, Pischo Ziri, Pesach Sheni Shabir means Pesach Sheni. That you bring an ear, that's called Pischo Ziri, the Pesach that's born an ear. The Lord Mitzvah, you shouldn't say he has paid him then. Hor Rabba, Mashmalo Pesach Rishin, Pesach you bring a Nisin, Mashmalo Mitzvah, you do say he has paid him. How could that be? Ela Kodachin, it's a Kol Shechein, that you don't say he has paid him a Pesach Rishin. So Achinami Kodachin, here also it's a Kol Shechein. That if you hold an Eva min Hameis, an Eva min Achai has Tumah, it's a Kol Shechein, an Eva min Hameis should also have Tumah. Or Malay said, no, Kach Shema, this is what I heard, that it doesn't have. Well, my equal, what could be the difference now between Eva min Achai and Eva min Ames? Kizayis Bosor, the Etzim Kisera. That could be the difference. Haparish mi Eva min Achai, Ika Benayim. That's the difference. That from an Eva min Achai, it's only Tomei out of the Neva. But just the Bosor by itself, just the Etzim by itself, has no Tumah. But an Eva min Ames, it has Tumah. The Tumah is like this. Kizayis Bosor, Parish mi Eva min Achai, Kizayis of meat that came off from a mace. There are Eva Parish Menachai. We have Lezer Metame, yes. And the Chunya Ben Akon, Rabbi Yeshua Metame, say it's Tor. Etzim Kisera, Ha Parish Meva Menachai, let's say a bone that came off from an Eva Menachai. We have Nechunya Ben Metame, says it's Tomei, but Lezer Meshua Metame. So Mar says, Hashtu Yaslach, when you come on to this, Bein Tanakam Lu Rabbi Shim Menami, of course it'd be a difference. Kizayis Bosor, the Etzim Kisera, Kivanel, it's also a difference. But it has a tomb, will also be a difference. As Eva min Achai or Eva min Hameis. That as Eva min Hameis, it doesn't have this Tumah. Eva min Hameis is only Tumah, though Eva by itself. But just the Kizayis Bosa Sheboy, just the Etzim Kisera, has no Tumah. But as Eva min Hameis, it would have the Tumah. It's from the Mace. So, therefore, if you have the Kizayis meat there by itself, that has Tumah.
Rabbi Avinetzim Ksara by itself, it also has Tumah. Tzayin Echanami. Ben Echanami, what is, but what we said before in the Shimon, that's still true. The Shimon holds that only an Eva min Achai has Tumah, not an Eva min Ameis. An Eva min Ameis has no Tumah according to Rabbi Shimon. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. So, Ben Echanami, that's back of the Emes, according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, the last part of the Gemara just goes to explain the Mishnah. So, what's the difference between Eva min Achai and Eva min Ameis? This is the difference. Whether the Kizai is Bosa Shibai or the Yasim Kisara by itself. We'll continue on the other side. So, wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll continue on the other side.